Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday. Clouds and sun will have highs around 48 or so by the lake, 55 degrees further west. Kenosha right now, 42, also 42 in Burlington. It's 40 in Milwaukee and 40 degrees in Racine. It was a small but enthusiastic group at Infocino's Banquet Hall in Racine late Sunday afternoon, hearing from leaders of the Green Party, and that included former presidential candidate Jill Stein. Four members of the party did announce they're going to be running for Racine Common Council in the elections for 2018 and 2019. Among their plans to begin their campaigns with an effort to decriminalize marijuana by trying to persuade the alderman to change city ordinance. Meanwhile, it was Stein applauding that effort and outlining a number of Green Party platforms like health care, which she called a human right, and was critical of both Obamacare and the proposed Trump care.
Which is not health care. Turns out it's wealth care is what that plan is. It's very oppressive and unaffordable, especially for low-income people, especially for seniors, especially for people in rural areas. So it's the Trump supporters who, in fact, are getting hardest hit by this wealth care program. It's great if you're a billionaire.
She also blamed the current immigration issues on failed U.S. policies, which she said are forcing people to leave their homes, and said that the Green Party further advocates for free higher education for all.
Not only is it, like, really good for people, but it actually pays for itself. We know from the GI Bill following the Second World War, where we provided free college for returning soldiers, we know that for every taxpayer dollar that went into free public higher education, we get back not $1 in return, we get back $7 in return from improved revenues and other public benefits. So that's a no-brainer.
And she said that voters in the last election really were voting against Hillary Clinton rather than for President Trump. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett joins the chorus of municipal officials from southeast Wisconsin blasting the president's efforts to get rid of CD block grants. The Trump budget proposal calls for cutting $3 billion from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development program, which claims it doesn't work. Speaking at the city's Westlawn Public Housing Development, Mayor Barrett called the president's claim total fabrication, said he can't see, meaning the president, what block grants do from Trump Tower or his Florida estate. Racine Mayor John Dickert back in January said he was concerned about the level of cuts being suggested by the Trump administration and how they would impact a lot of what the city does in terms of housing and development, just to name a few. Well, some municipalities in southeast Wisconsin already started doing in-person absentee voting. Today, though, is when others really begin the process, voting ahead of the April 4th election, but only at your municipal clerk's office in person. Burlington, Kenosha, Racine, Pleasant Prairie, Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Summers, just a handful of the communities beginning the in-person absentee voting process today. That'll go through March 31st. It's during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, and you will need a valid photo ID. Take note, you can also still request an absentee ballot by mail. The deadline to do that, though, is 5 p.m. on March 30th. If you have any questions about voting, you can contact your municipal clerk's office. And it's just a minor amendment, but in 2 weeks, beginning Monday, April 3rd, City Hall in Burlington, located at 300 North Pine Street, is going to be changing business hours. The new schedule will begin at 8 in the morning, and the business will close for the day at 4:30 in the afternoon. That's a Monday through Friday scenario. Burlington City Hall includes the offices of the mayor, administration department, city clerk, finance department, municipal court, building inspection, Racine County Service Center, and a payment center for utility bills. 53-year-old Connell Brown of Milwaukee arrested by the State Patrol and a trooper for his fourth offense, operating a motor vehicle under the influence. This happened Sunday morning along the West Frontage Road north of 7.5 Mile Road in Racine County, the trooper noticing the driver's side brake light not working. A news release indicates that trooper also smelled an intoxicant coming from Brown, who had admitted drinking while watching the Wisconsin and Marquette basketball games. Field sobriety tests were then conducted. That's what led to Brown's arrest and placement in the Racine County Jail. City of Racine Health Department to again do a couple of collections for unwanted and outdated prescription medications. That's thanks to money from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. First of those will be coming up in just a few weeks, the other to be held this fall.
It's an annual allocation that we received this year, $4,980. We have the two collections, one's in April and the other in October. April 15th will be the next collection, and again, individuals can bring those prescription drugs that they no longer need, want, so that we can get them out of the distribution system, and then we destroy them.
City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox, talking to the Finance Committee recently, said there's a non-monetary $1,600 soft match that'll go with the almost $5,000 from the state. Blood Center of Wisconsin needs your help. The donation of blood and blood-related products to replenish a dangerously low supply. 56 hospitals in the southeast Wisconsin area rely on the Blood Center, which did get some help last week with a big collection from the students at Tremper High School. But it's the flu season and the snowstorm of last week that have canceled numerous donation appointments. Right now, there's less than a one-day supply of O-negative blood and less than 2 days for most other types. The Blood Center has a satellite office in Kenosha at 8064 39th Avenue. The Racine Area Blood Center location is 1120 Sunny Slope Drive. That's in Mount Pleasant. The phone number to schedule an appointment, 877-232-4376. Some high-profile issues on the seven-page agenda for the Kenosha City Council meeting that's scheduled for tonight. Second reading and a public hearing on an ordinance amendment by Alderman Kevin Matheson that would trap, neuter, and release feral cats, also mark them. At the Public Works Committee meeting, Matheson said that releasing the cats that are both fixed and marked back from where they came, that's actually a good thing.
Research proves that when you release these feral cats back to their territory, it prevents other feral cats from moving into that area. So saying that this will reduce the feral population doesn't make sense unless you look at the research, but this will actually help us in the city reduce the feral cat population.
Meanwhile, Alderman Rocco Lamacchi has got a resolution that urges the legislature and the governor to support a statute that requires all the buses that serve elementary, middle, and high school students to be equipped with seat belts. And a major reconstruction project, Highway 45 in the Kenosha County Village of Bristol, scheduled to get going in earnest today. It was supposed to start last week, but of course, a little snowstorm kind of delayed things. Brian DeNeve with the DOT says the project will involve closing large portions of the roadway, which has deteriorated to the point that much of it does need to be replaced. And he's urging everybody who does not need to travel that portion of Highway 45 to go with a designated detour or just avoid the whole thing altogether.
We obviously have to allow the road crews to essentially tear up and rebuild the roads, and the fewer cars that they have to encounter for their own safety and for the nature of the timetable and the project, we would greatly appreciate that.
In addition to the resurfacing of the roadway from the Illinois line to 86th Street, then reconstruction from 86th to Highway 50, this project will include intersection improvements, traffic signal replacements, bike and pedestrian accommodations north of 86th. It's all scheduled to wrap up later this fall. WRJN News Time, it is now 7:45.